Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio. What it is, man?
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Tay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah.
Wow. Welcome once again. As I check to make sure that we're on live, to Al Porter Man in the Street, chapter 11, verse 18. That M period, A period, N period is Music Activism News Abbreviation Acronym. For those listening live to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, we welcome you. We have four people on the phone line, so everybody make sure that you have your thoughts together so that as we deal with the phone callers, now we have five, we can at least make sure that we do things expeditiously and order so that we can hear from everybody who has at least reached out. My thing is, once again, I thank you all for being a part of the program. I want to make sure as I take down these numbers, we go to everybody like we're supposed to in some sort of order here. And that's a great thing as I sit back and just enjoy the fact that we do have a lot of people who are choosing to tune in. I will do everything I can. We will get to everybody on the phone line as fairly as we possibly can. I know now I have to point this out to a couple of assistants so that we can make sure we get to everybody. All right. Only an hour-long program, so I will start this off by giving you all a couple of ideas on how to deal with everything and let you know that if you're sending in any music or commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Because of how many people I have on the phone lines right now, and to be fair, I'm going to at least give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, and then at the end of everything, if there's special announcements and things like that, I will make sure that we get to certain things. There are a lot of things in this top 10 that will not be in the top 10 next week because they will have already have happened, but there are a lot of things waiting to take their place. Honorable mentions. I have so many. This is not even funny. I have an honorable mention for this coming All right, making sure that all my numbers are up here the way they're supposed to be. I had five, I have five. There we go. So that way we make sure everything happens in decent order, which is very important. Honorable mentions, which is coming up right now. They are starting a marketing blitz that could land them pretty much at the top Friday, May the 13th, Taywall. The meet and greet, which is happening from 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time and 12 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Director of A&R, Polo, DJ Johnny O, the founder of Nerve DJs, Connie Sun, Mookie Montonio, Eddie Pearl, Amber Denise, of course I said Taywall, and many others at the Mediterranean Party Center, 25021 Rockside Road, Bedford Heights, Ohio. Also, honorable mention goes out to the Black Talk Table, BWE Entertainment. Prayers go out to BWE, their West Side headquarters. Home was shot up the Friday beforehand after 11 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Nobody was hurt physically, thankfully. Also, honorable mentions go out to Black House Sound, released new material on the Joseph Motley Jr. YouTube page. Suave Gotti's, I love it. Honorable mention. I Need a Queen from Sheriff Kilroy. Honorable mention. 1,600-plus views. And also, honorable mention goes to, and you can find it on Facebook, Cinema Central Concert Series Volume 3. So there were a whole lot of honorable mentions. So far, number 10 spot debuting, Facebook, The Raw Hip Hop Show. Number 8, Facebook, Scam Likely Red Carpet Premiere. Number 8 debuting, because of promotional purposes and what's going on, Fake Friends, the TV series, which will be Saturday, May 14th, 2022. It's two showings, one at 3 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time at Atlas Cinemas, Lakeshore Theater, and another is at 7 p.m. For more info on that, 440-494-6242. Leaving from number 8, number 7, debuting, Great Vibes and Road Life Tour. Number 6, already happened. Already happened. It was the Major Jam food drive. They had a truckload of food that was brought in from groups such as BWA, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. They fed everybody who was out there throughout the whole park. You had Suave Gotti, DJ Dollar Rock, DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man, featuring Miss Pulse Points, Major Taps, Almighty FX, Sheriff Kilroy. So it was a, you even had New Era Cleveland stop through. So there you go on that. That was number 6. Number 5, debuting for this upcoming Thursday promotions, Coast to Coast Live, Medusa on St. Clair. Number 4, debuting, Greatest R&B Legends Music Award. That is upcoming this Saturday. Hasn't happened. Number 3, moving up. You had an actual Cuyahoga County executive by the name of Lee Weingard come through. You had a host of performances. It's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, number 223, and other events. I'll read some of what happened. They even gave out awards at this event. Number 2, moving up, because of sheer publicity, you couldn't stop it. Facebook, Bands Off Our Bodies, Seymour Avenue Anniversary Rally and March in Cleveland. On Facebook, also Bands Off Our Bodies, Escape of Seymour Avenue Kidnapping Victims Anniversary Rally and Vigil. That right there, the key word was hope. Maybe I'll take the time to get into that when I read off some of what happened at the hip-hop workshop. Too many phone callers to read that off in the beginning. I'll get the phone callers out of the way first, and then debuting at number one spot, all Mother's Day events and activities, because there were so many activities, it was nothing to sneeze at. It was just that many activities that happened. This is what I'm going to do. I'm giving people time enough to get their thoughts together as we move our way expeditiously, okay, as fast as possible through all our phone callers, starting with 216-270. 216-270. How are you doing out there? 216-270.
270.
270. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, go. Hey, I'm doing great. Who am I talking to?
Dontez Taylor.
All right, Dontez Taylor. You're calling me about what?
Yes, yes, coming up, we got presenting the 20th Annual Gospel Fest Exploding 2022 anniversary that will be at Hayes Temple Church of God in Christ at 3158 East 94th Street, right across from the police station on 93rd in Kinsman, in Cleveland, Ohio, 44104, on Sunday, June the 26th, 2022. Doors open at 2 for all your people. And dinner starts at 2:30. First program starts at 4. And we have none other than at 4 o'clock, we have Ronnie B going to be there. He's going to host number at 4 o'clock. At 7 p.m., we have Lois Watson going to be there to host that. And tickets are $15, and you can get them from the Ticketmaster, Dontez Taylor. They're on Early Bird Special tickets. Yes, are $15. Yes, until May 26, 2022. Then they go up to $20. Yes, we have our special guest group will be these some young ladies that can sing, and they are
okay.
Duff Lesman singers.
All
Duff
right.
Lesman singers. And we have Al Porter Jr., we have Vision Evangelist Praise Team, we have so many, many more groups and soloists, and we have a presentation going on. And the kitchen will be open to sell dinner to the public. For more information, you can contact D-O-N-T-Z Taylor for your early bird special tickets at 216-270-2019. Or you can call T&M Christian Bookstore at 541-0002 for your ticket needs. This is the biggest event. And don't want to miss it. Don't want to miss it. And we will be having Joe Jones. We'll be out there. He will be doing a special talk, too. So come on out and join us. Tickets are going fast, fast, fast. So early birds are going fast. So come on out and get them. And love you out here.
We appreciate you. Thank you for calling to tell us that. Thank you.
Yes, right. That's right. Cause we thank them young lady that was brave enough to get out the house. Get out the house. Des A. Hoos and Amanda Berry and Chanel Knights.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are three brave women, and y'all are, and y'all are good women. Y'all still going, and that's good.
I mean,
and God bless.
God bless. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Right.
I appreciate that phone call from Brother Dontez Taylor. I thank you so much. And he's right. There are three women who are still going. And it's all about, in a minute or less before I go to the phone lines, hope. Because when Black on Black Crime Incorporated and many other groups from Laura K. Cowan, to Kathy Ray Coleman, to Peace in the Hood, the other groups that were out there searching, and Brother Art McCoy dared the whole police department and the city administrators to prove him a lie that those girls weren't still here in the area. Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, didn't know we were looking for Michelle Knight. Didn't know that we were looking for her, and our name is Lily Rose, but we didn't know because they put her as a missing adult and said that she wasn't missing. She had just left. And people wanted us to be hopeless, not hopeful, and they were telling us to tell these parents that their children are dead, deceased, let it go. And when the young ladies were found years ago on a Monday night, 9 years ago, we did our radio show live. Black on Black Crime, Inc. was down there. Other people were down there. Charles Ramsey doing his radio program live on a Monday night because it fell on a night of our radio program. And I remember that time because Major Taps drove down there to help do the live show. And it meant hope. Never give up hope. Never let anybody put you down. Don't do it. We don't take that lightly at all. I'm going to the next number that has been so patient. The 216-315. 216-315. 216-315. How you doing?
Pretty well, Brother Al. This is Miss Paul's Point and CowboyTheMusicMan.com. We are here.
Okay. You know something? If you all had your event named something else other than a Mother's Day event, you might have been able to be in the top 10 by yourselves, but you all were part of number one when it came to Mother's Day events, and you all had a phenomenal Mother's Day event yesterday where no other resident did anything historically like you all did. You all fed all the mothers in on East 89th Street, Kingsbury Towers. You fed all the mothers. You had Mr. Ronnie B., the Unforgiven, as co-host on the mic. You all did your thing. You all sang. Another artist by the name of Dakota, she made like a major debut. Sheriff Kilroy performed. With those things being said, talk to me about what's next on the menu.
Well, my brother, first of all, I want to say good evening. Second of all, I want to thank God, our Heavenly Father, because I had to put him first, because if it wasn't for him, all that wouldn't have been possible. First, and second of all, praise my better half, because without her, it couldn't be impossible either. Mm-hmm. Third of all, you, Ronnie B., and all the other entertainers, it was very much helpful. Oh, it was very phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled it off. Hey, we did what we set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and we set it out. We set it all, set it out. We showed up. We stood up, showed up. Hey, I can't put it the way she said, and showed out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I'm going to be like James Brown, we had a funky good time.
Yeah, we did. Yes, we did.
We did a phenomenal J-O-B on that one.
Right.
But
I
just can't wait till Juneteenth.
Okay.
And I'm waiting for June 18th. I ain't
That's
never
fun.
Been to Washington, and I'm willing to go. I'm waiting to go.
Got you. man, it's an honor. I'm glad you all were able to win tickets on our radio program last week. I'm honored that you all were able to win those tickets. So that would be phenomenal for you.
Yes. That is a birthday present. Again, so
you.
To go somewhere special, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I'm glad that my better half and you are right there by my side.
Yes, sir.
Let's plan on.
There you go. Let's plan on having some real fun.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Trust and believe, wherever I go, I plan on having fun.
I'm into that. I thank you so much.
But the next event we're going to have,
Well,
we got a couple more events coming up. We have the 26th of this month.
Okay.
For dedicated seniors.
Oh.
For dedicated seniors from 11 to 3. And that would be out on Lorraine.
In Westlake? Yes.
Lorraine and Westlake?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
okay.
So we have to do that one, yes. Then... that's about the only one, isn't it?
June 19th is a big one.
And June 19th, that will be the big one.
All right.
Because I'll be celebrating my birthday on June 19th.
Birthday bash. The birthday
65th bash.
All right, now.
That's going to be the big one.
All right.
Al, you know
yes,
how
sir.
We set it off. We're going to set it off.
All right,
now. Yo, yes.
Where's the location? Before I check on another phone call or two, where is the location of that birthday bash?
The location is going to be 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. And also, Paul's Horn Table will be set up. We're going to have a good time that day from 1 to 8. So come out and show us some love and bless CowboyTheMusicMan.com. Thank you.
No problem. CowboyTheMusicMan.com. All right, now. I checked out the site, and it's real nice. So thank you very much, both of you all, for working together. And... for just showing people how to have a good time. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being in our corner. 100.
100.
Thank you.
There it is. You're welcome. Either I'm 100 in the corner or I'm skulking about trying to take somebody down. So if you're going to be 100, be 100. No faking allowed. Mm-hmm. Thank you all for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Ooh-wee. This next phone caller will put us halfway through our phone calls tonight. So hold on. We'll be with you in a moment. I'm going to that 216-209. 216-209. What's going on?
Hey, Al, this is John from Black Odyssey. I'm not going to take too much time because, as I said last week before, I am in that Tay Wall event. So, yeah. And, we haven't performed in a while, so we're going to perform in that event and we're going to perform a song we haven't performed before, which is Stolen Dreams. So we had a lot of requests for that song last couple of times. So we're going to perform that song. So be on the lookout for that. Man, you know, life is different. Life is great. God is good. God is great. And we're going to make this work. You know, we're going to make this work. We're going to give a good show. We're going to have some fun. And sometimes it's cool where you can just go in there and show up and do your thing. You know, we can be versatile. We don't have to always headline the ticket. We can come in and join in on the people that we've been working with as well, too. So,
right.
This should be a fun, fun night. I hope everybody that shows up have fun. And you know, let's see what happens. Let's see how many lives can change that night, you know?
Mm-hmm. You said something so profound. You don't always have to headline. Sometimes you can come through and just do your part, fit in, or come through and support. Man, that, I give a strong shout out to you just for saying that. That's appreciated.
Hey, well, you know, my whole motto about life in general, you better cut your own humble slice of humble pie before someone else do.
Preach. Facts. Definitely,
yeah.
Facts. Thank you so much. And anything else going on?
And if anybody want to check out any videos on YouTube from Black Odyssey, you can go to YouTube, type in BLAQODESSY. It's a lot of videos up that we don't shop for other people and ourselves. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. Just look for us and we'll respond back to you. Black Odyssey.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Well, now we're halfway through to the phone calls, and so this gives me a chance to go to, all right, an area code for the 60153. I wonder, by it being a 601 area code, is it somebody who wants me to give money to the Blue Lives Pack, or is it someone who wants me to give money to help our first responders? Both of those are nice groups. It's just, how did they end up calling me on this number? 601 area code with the 513. How you doing?
You know, you should have done stand-up comedy. You really should have done that. I swear to God. You know, every time you see that 601 area code, you're like, it's not. You're funny as hell. What's up, Brother Al? How you doing?
I'm doing well. Is this 2024 officially announced candidate for the top office in the United States of America?
Well, the presidency, of course. You know, it's not official yet until I get the bank statements with the FEC and everything set up. That's coming before the 2022 midterms, so I got time.
Okay.
The main concern is, overall, what was the last time we talked about on your show? And thank you for allowing me to be on your show. And hey, everybody, hope everybody's doing okay.
Yes, we were talking about paperwork that had been filed, and they sent a letter, and you weren't as discouraged as people might have expected you to be. Talk about it. Tell us why.
Well, you know, I filed my federal lawsuit because I did my Freedom of Information Act. It seemed like two administrations trying to cover up what Donald Trump did by threatening my life. Yes, the threat is real. They're trying to cover it up. It's on and popping. I'm not giving up. So, therefore, they had to realize that I'm running for president. So I didn't expect that I was going to get threatened this quickly by Trump and then the cover-up ensued 3 years later leading up to Joe Biden. But I know I was smart, but I know I was this damn smart. And now, without telling too much, you know, there's a way to work around it, and I have the time to do it. The American people must know what happened. LandinghamCase.com. That's all I got to say. It's been updated, and you'll see what the judge said in my case. My case was filed Black History Month, February 18th. They gave me my judge and magistrate. They said, you're going to trial. I've contacted them every week. I'm representing myself. I'm my lawyer. So I got to contact the federal courts to find out what's going on. Not one time they told me I had to worry. Or one time that it shows that I didn't, whatever you see, they didn't contact me to tell me, Michael, you need to fill this out or clarify. They dismissed my case 2 weeks ago, two Fridays ago. Well, this Friday would be two Fridays. No, last Friday was two Fridays ago. They dismissed it. They gave up 19 reasons, 19 frickin' reasons from 1947 in court, like cat versus dog, bull crap versus bull crap, from now, 1947 to now. And they said the one thing is that I came through the government. First of all, in my letter, which I have, it says that I can sue them under the fact that I'm a presidential candidate complaining about the threat from Donald J. Trump. They're doing everything they can to cover it up. And for 3 years, my Twitter is not deactivated. My Facebook is not deactivated. But everybody else that Trump's orbit, like Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're cut off. So why am I so active but slowed down, but they're cut off? There's your 2 + 2 = 4, America. I need everybody to take a second look at LandinghamCase.com. Go to Facebook, Landingham for President, the party we the people, or the party we the people, Landingham for President, 2024. They're really trying their desperate attempt to cover up what happened. Just like everything else Trump has done in the Justice Department, I'm telling you, my story will stop them. I need the American people, I need everybody in Cleveland to come together. Whoever's listening right now, I know you got a lot going on. But what I'm talking about is federal. What I'm talking about is national security applications where Donald Trump threatened my life and curbed it up. And you got Joe Biden right now. I'm suing his Justice Department. And they just knocked me off. They just knocked me off. They accepted it. How the hell are you going to accept something and knock me off? Oh, I know why. Maybe because of the color of my skin. Maybe because of the fear of the color of my skin of what happened.
Wow.
It may start a civil war. Y'all doing it on your own, but good by yourself. I'm trying to heal and stop what's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let the color fool you. I'm just doing what is right. I just ask that you follow me and help me out. Because I tell you one thing, from me to you, brother, and you know me, and you can tell everybody after I got off the phone, this is very stressful. And the only reason I'm still going through it is because it happened, and it's bigger than me, and I care about the people of this country. And we need true, sound leadership that can sound that off to bring people together without fear and disillusionment about the past. Yes, we must learn from it, but not be doomed to repeat it. Let's get past color. Let's get past party ideologies. Let's get back on the right and wrongs. And then we can fix stuff, but not with Trump and not with Biden. And that's all I got to say about that. So God bless you, everybody. Hey, let me say one more thing. When they said take your mask off, and I told people it's going to take to 2024. Remember I said that about 2 years ago? I said 2024, keep everything on, wash your hands. I know everybody's tired. Still do that. All right? Until I say take your mask off, don't take it off. 2024 is the best time until everything settles. But we have to be vigilant on this virus and on this it's still a pandemic because we're not listening to what we need to do because we don't have leaders telling us what we need to do overall. But appreciate everybody. Be safe. That's all I can tell you. Thank you.
Thank you. And it's just like landing a plane and going ham. Of course, that is none other than presidential candidate. Not official yet, but he announced before, and he's announcing as he gets things together. He is dealing with the midterms the correct way, but he's letting you know right now. Michael D. Landingham. Before I go to the 216412, I would be remiss if I didn't say some of the things that stood out, so I don't have to read it later on. Let's see, the Major Jam Food Drive, lasagna, salad, that catering company coming out of Proprietor ENT with Mama Taps is really phenomenal. They had beverages to drink, and on top of that, the grill was working. Those are some of the best turkey burgers I have ever had. They had chicken. They had the Polish boys. They knew what they were doing. And then to follow it up a few days later at the hip-hop workshop, and they brought salad, water. They said, hey, look, everybody, if you're going to eat, at least be as healthy as possible at this hip-hop workshop. And that's what they brought. I also want to thank, before I go to the 216-412 number, I want to thank at the hip-hop workshop, one of the standout things that had happened was that we had, and this was a blessing, we talked about it earlier at the beginning, but, you know, BWE Entertainment LLC. Now, somebody shoots up their headquarters the night before, and they still manage to compose themselves to come to the hip-hop workshop and give out three Lifetime Achievement Awards. One to Suave Gotti, who was present to accept it. Another Lifetime Achievement Award went to King Eric Magnus. And then another Lifetime Achievement Award went to Mr. Ronnie B., the Unforgiven. Mr. Ronnie B., the founder, CEO of 108 Vision, the vice president, King Eric Magnus, 108 Vision, BKL Sessions Co-op, and then, of course, Cleveland Underground Music Radar, Suave Gotti, Spitboxes University, GMS Music. So now I can go to the phone line because we've got somebody at the 216-412. How you doing out there?
Hey, how you doing? I'm finally relieved.
Man. Excellent. I'm still full.
Man. Thank you, man. I appreciate y'all coming out. Y'all helped me as far as with the ransom situation with the white boy Cool Cal. You know, anybody know where his whereabouts? I mean, I'm glad he didn't take me up. I'm just glad he didn't take me up. And he did what he said he was gonna do, though. Everybody all came out to the event May 5th. That was my B-Day. I appreciate it. I appreciate everyone that came out. Cowboy, you, Sheriff, Cowboy and his wife. BWA came out and represented, and like, oh man, I got a story with that one, man.
Okay.
Wow. I caught in the action because I was giving out like cash money prizes for people bringing in it's cash vouchers for people bringing in canned goods for people that showed up, you know. So I was going to the bank up there in Maple, and I just happened to see some of the same women that just dropped off some groceries, but basically canned goods and foods and things of that nature. I just seen some of the same women that came out and dropped that off at my event. They up there at a rally. Man, I seen a few people.
Yeah.
I seen Sister Angela Davis.
Wow.
Sister Maybach. What's the one lady? It was another sister that came up there. She was up there representing too. I just seen her today because you passed my flight.
Okay.
Yes. Sister Alafi. Okay, yeah. They're up there. I'm like, wow. It was a standoff. They had shotguns. Like, now you are allowed to bear arms. When I seen you up there, I witnessed some female Black Panther stuff going on up there. It was some BMA brothers up there too, you know what I'm saying, backing them. At the same time, I was like, wow, it was a standoff. It was cool, though. It wasn't no violence that happened, though. The reason being, though, is the simple fact that it was a apparently in that store, it's a hair store. You know, a lot of our a lot of our sisters, they go, they patronize these different stores. Though now it's come to that, like these some worker in there put hands on like one of our sisters, basically. So that's what the standoff was about. You don't go doing that, and then we support you guys, establishments, you know. And like I've been saying this and doing this for the longest. Like it's a store. Like I stay around Harvard Miles area, though. It's a popular spot around Harvard called the Harvard Deli. Do I go up in there? No. Why? Because they're disrespectful. Everybody like a lot of people go in there because oh yeah, their corned beef is so good and things of that nature. You know, people go in there and patronize them things and make you know they always what's up my family and all that though. But like once they feel you go in there on a regular basis, they get comfortable and they feel they can try to judge you and talk to you any type of way and everything. So what I did, you know what I'm saying? I just banned from going up in there. They know I done walked up in there a couple of times and said hi, how y'all doing? They know I don't bite out of been there and everything. I just let it be known. Like, I'm taking a stand like that. My people could be with it, or they don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Though, like, places like that, you know what I'm saying? Let it be known. So when I seen that movie, what they were doing, I was like, yes. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. That's what's happening, you know. It's people, like you can't tar that nonsense. I'm glad a lot of us is waking up to that, you know what I mean? That was a good thing just seeing that. On the other record, you know what I mean? I think, it shouldn't, on another record, when it comes to situations where people's families are being involved, you know, I don't know what type of company other people bring. Though I feel like people need to watch the company that they bring, what they did, what they said, or what happened. You know, things when it comes to people shooting up people's houses, that's deep. That's very deep. You know what I mean? All I have to say is I heard that was when I, like, this last hip-hop workshop, I sat in and I listened. It was very disturbing. You know, I'm glad that person is okay and their family because, like I said, it was families involved, people's children, you know, sons, daughters. That's not cool. And, like, I feel like a person to come out their way and shoot up, you know, in somebody's house, that's a coward move. You know what I mean? Let it be known, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and this person, we done had our battles and things of that nature, whoop-de-whoop. We both professional in our lanes and what we do. I'm just saying, coming from my from Proprietor ENT, that ain't had nothing to do with me. Just to shut down if it's any type of conspiracies or things of that nature, though. I do want to say this, though. I'm glad that person is okay and may their family be okay. And then the persons that did that, y'all are some cowards. I ain't going to even using profanity though, but you know where I'm going.
I got you.
Y'all some, you know what I'm saying, on that sucking move though, you know what I'm saying? Like, so with that being said, we need to just make sure we know who's in our corner, like who's in our circles and watch our surroundings and stuff and the things we do and what we say and how we act upon things and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Keep things pushing and stuff. You know, I have to check myself a lot of times when, you know what I'm saying, I get out of the way and a bit flamboyant and stuff. We all have to check ourselves because we are, at the end of the day, we are our own worst enemies and stuff. So we got to be better ourselves when it comes to situations and stuff. Though, moving forward, though, I'm glad everybody came out to this major jam. We're doing another one in July. And I want this one to be even bigger. I'm going to give out, like, bigger cash prize this time.
Oh,
doing the same thing. Yes, doing the same thing. I'm gonna make sure I have this event like on like a weekend, like a Friday or a Saturday.
Okay.
More like pushing for like a Saturday, you know. And plus it's gonna be like in July, so you know it's gonna probably be warm and hot, unless it don't rain.
Yes.
I pray it don't rain. So we gonna go from there and do that. Looking forward for the next hip hop workshop. You know.
Yes, sir.
Of course. Brother Al, I thank you. Brother tune in between now and then, I'm getting prepared for Brother DJ Cowboy and his Sister Monica's their event coming up. Brother Cowboy's event coming up. You know, I'm ready to rock that. You know, I'm ready, you know. He and Reed looked out and came through, him and his wife, you know. Sister Cowboy, you know, Monica, Sister Monica, you know, Officer Checker out for the oils that she got. She got them on deck.
Mm-hmm.
Man, she will hook you up. Man, there's a lot to that. I will go more into detail, though I will talk about that on a later date. So, yeah, this is Propriety NC. Shout out to FX. Also dropped a spoiler bomber, you know,
okay.
recently. You know, FX Project, posted trailer for FX LP finally. He be dropping all these mixtapes. Everybody see my brother's mixtapes out here on YouTube. Check them out. They like, you know, so you just listen to them. Just pop in YouTube, click like and subscribe. Support my bro, you know what I mean? His first album about to drop this summer, and I'm like just pumped up by that. I'm proud of my bro. Keep doing his thing, you know. He out here working, you know what I'm saying? He balancing, like all we'll be doing, you know. What I'm saying he got his head into the game, you know. When he go in the studio, he just drop his bars, and that's it. So we are, you know what I'm saying? We just getting prepared for Friday. You see, we'll make this a happy
mm-hmm.
and awesome year. Everybody be safe. Watch your surroundings. Stay protected. You know what I'm saying? Stay safe out here, y'all. All right. Bless y'all. Love y'all. One.
Thank you for saying that. Peace and later. And I appreciate that so much. This is what we can do. I will at least. Oh, it's going to play one of my favorites. The Kingpin song, but I'll tell you what I'll do, everybody. I'm going to play another track because of some of the subject matter that we touched on. I might as well make sure that I play something from Black Odyssey, Keep Praying, Just Because. Be right back.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed.
New day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Now to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge on say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, yeah. We gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, we keep praying, no matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah. No matter what.
And as we go back through and deal with everything. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you all know about the hip-hop workshop that happened the past Saturday. Just to let you know, some of the people who were there, such as Dontez Taylor, Al Porter Jr., hosted HJS Music. For those people who were looking around, yes, Cleveland State University had all of these posters all over that said anti-music industry from Sheriff Kilroy. King Eric Magnus, first time performing in almost 5 years. DJ Dollar Rock spun all the tunes. Angela Y. Davis talked about just being done in instead of women's empowerment, women sometimes trying to bring each other down. We had Carolee Upshur, who is the head of the Black Republican Outreach. You had Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, who did his hip-hop workshop news. Andrea Hill. We had Lowdown the Barbarian. Miss Jennifer did an excellent performance. You also had D1D. That's D1D. Also, besides D1D, you had Brenda Fulmer, who sang a classic tune. Mr. Fofo was in the building with Champ and Lili. December Rose did an outstanding poetical. You also had Bill Silver, B. Richards. You also had him. He featured a pastor. Pastor Chapin, who was formerly a member of the Mo Thugs family. We even had played that pastor's music a few years back on my radio program. You had Tammy Purgeon Lincoln, Gregory Stepframe, Brother Jameel, GMS Shakespeare talked about disrespected of women, Major Taps. I told you all earlier about the salad and water he brought, Suave Gotti, Almighty FX, Dwayne Maurice Castleberry, Shalonda S. Got to get her back through. She does excellent poetry. As a matter of fact, I would like to at least point out that some of the people that we had at the hip-hop workshop, including the fact that he was pushing Dwayne Maurice Castleberry, May 15, 2022, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at, of course, the Cinema Central, which will take place at the Ken Ferguson Party Center, 4071 Lee Road, music by DJ Cartier. Includes, okay, buy one ticket, bring an extra guest, free drink, and raffle ticket. So it's a Cinema Central concert series. And I see some of the people on there, such as Lady Prophet, Suave Gotti, and more. So there were a lot of things that was going on at that particular program. It was a phenomenal program. My thing is, I'm going to get back to Blog Talk Radio. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the time, since I talked about the album here and there, why don't I take the time and pick a track from anti-music industry? I have a couple of good choices to pull out from. I do, but since it was a hip-hop workshop, why wouldn't I play something like this? Maybe we'll have to do a track for this, because Hip Hop for Life was a tribute to David Velo Stewart. He's still alive in L.A., but he made one of the first hip-hop movies out of our region called Hip Hop for Life, which did phenomenal success. And I feel personally that that song should have been on not only that album, but maybe a video release close to the time of August the 11th, the birthday of hip-hop. So let's play this track, and you'll see what we're talking about.
Yeah. One. Two. Three. Four. Ever since I first dropped my rhyme, I was light years ahead of time. Architect, futuristic flows, production clarity, it shows. Built my rep on solid ground. HGS, updated my sound. Producer MC, we're complete. Hip-hop with a strong breakbeat. We mastered it, hip-hop all day. I clarify with what I say. I was clear when I rhymed. I was clear, black by design. I was clear when I told the truth. I was clear with adults and youth. I was clear, hip-hop culture. I was clear, no culture vultures. Hip-hop is almost 50, withstood the years, nothing iffy. August 11th, yearly party, hip-hop for life, you can't stop me.
Grinding sacrifices, hip-hop for life. Put our souls in what we write, it's hip-hop for life. Giving proof to the fight, it's hip-hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night, it's hip-hop for life. We grind and sacrifice, it's hip-hop for life. Put our souls in what we write, it's hip-hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight, it's hip-hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night, it's hip-hop for life. Let me hear you say hip-hop, hip-hop. Let me hear you say hip-hop, come on now. Hip-hop, let me hear you say hip-hop. Hip hop, come on now, hip hop, hip hop. Say hip hop for life, hip hop for life. Come on now, hip hop for life, hip hop for life. Let me hear you say hip hop for life. Come on now, hip hop for life. Let me hear you say hip hop for life, hip hop for life. Let me hear you say hip hop for life. Come on now, hip hop for life. Say hip hop for life, come on now, hip hop for life. Let me hear say hip hop for life, come on, hip hop for life. Let me hear say hip hop for life, hip hop for life, come on now. We grind and sacrifice, it's hip hop for life. Put our soul in what we write, it's hip hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight, it's hip-hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night, it's hip-hop for life. We grind and sacrifice, it's hip-hop for life. Put our soul in what we write, it's hip-hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight, it's hip-hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night, it's hip-hop for life. We grind and sacrifice, it's hip-hop for life. Put our souls in what we write, it's hip-hop for life.
And coming back, I want to let everybody know that I thank you for tuning in once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street. That's Music Activism News. Like I said, that, I will say, bans off our bodies. Escape of Seymour Avenue kidnapping victims anniversary rally and vigil, as well as bans off our bodies Seymour Avenue anniversary rally and march in Cleveland. You had such people as ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Kathy Rae Coleman, Imperial Women's Coalition, Women's March Cleveland, Nikki J. Antonio, Genevieve Mitchell, Art McCoy, Black Man Army, Arthur McCoy, the Fred Hampton Gun Club, Cleveland, Ohio chapter, Al Porter, Man in the Street, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Refuse Fascism, Dantes Taylor. You had all the news stations there, Miss Commentary Cleveland, YouTube. The Facebook Live was a very phenomenal event that came from 19 News, because that news source had 3,300 plus people who saw that. So my thing was, I'm glad that nobody was left in the dark, so to speak. With less than a minute to go, we will be talking about this upcoming event that will happen on 5/27/22, Straight Fire, J.R. Blessington, the brand new CD release. Special guests will be Milton Blake, Will Power, Hardstone, Sparkatus, Nature Rankin, Shanti Joe, Firefoot, Roz Pablo, Miss BBC, Marisol Ramos, Queen Barbara, Montoya, and more, which will be at the front stage, 3492 Mayfield Road, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. Also, the MC, the host will be Al Porter from VoiceItRadio.com. Doors open at 8. The show is 8:30 p.m. sharp. Thank you for tuning in. May you stay blessed. Peace.